children, did you hear what the Lord asked John to do, told him to do, after he had seen these wonderful things, the vision of the Lord himself? He said, write it in a book and send it to the seven churches that are in Asia. Write it in a book. What do we call that book? It's the book of Revelation. And it's part of the Word, the Lord's Word. In a similar way, the Lord told Moses to write down the first five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. He told Samuel to write down some books. He told each of the prophets from Isaiah down to Malachi to write a book. And Matthew and Mark and Luke, they were each told to write a book too from the Lord. The Lord told them how to write it so he could give us his word. In that way, the seven churches could all read the book and could keep reading the book as many times as they wanted to. The seven churches stands for all people in the whole world, not just back when John lived in the world, but all the people who will ever live in the world who want to follow the Lord. So that includes us. And we can know about the Lord's vision that he showed to John because John did what the Lord said and he wrote it in the book. And now here we are reading it 2,000 years later. And 2,000 years from now, people will still be reading it because John did what the Lord said and wrote down the word so we could read it and know who the Lord is. Why does the Lord want to give us his word? What's it for? The Lord gives us his word because he loves us. He wants us to know who he is, so if we wish, we can follow him. And he can lead us to heaven. He can keep us safe from the evil spirits so we don't go to hell. And instead, he can lift us up into heaven where we'll be happier and happier forever. That's why the Lord gives us his word, because he loves us. And it's interesting, we read in the heavenly doctrine that the Lord is called the Son of Man here because he is the Lord teaching us his word. And all the details of how John saw the Lord represent the Lord teaching us his word. So the first thing it says is that he had a garment down to the foot. That represents his divine truths that come from the Lord himself and reach all the way down to people on earth, truths that we can understand and do. And around his chest was a golden band. That shows that the Lord's word is full of his love. He wants to keep us close to his heart if we're willing. And then it says that his head and his hair were white like snow and like wool. And his head represents the fact that he teaches wisdom to the highest angels who love him the most. And it's all based in the literal sense of the word, the stories that John and the rest wrote down. That's represented by his white hair, the literal sense, what it literally says in the book. And his eyes, like a flame of fire, represents truths for the middle heavens who love to understand what the Lord is saying. And his feet, like fine brass, represent good things that people in the lowest heaven can do according to the Lord's word. And his voice, like the sound of many waters, like a great waterfall, represents truths that people in the natural heaven can understand and do, good and truth. And in his hand, his right hand, were seven stars, which represent all the concepts, the teachings of truth in his word. Things like, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. A man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Wash yourself, make yourself clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do well. These are like some of the seven stars, bright shining stars in the Lord's hands that provide us the way we can map out our life and know where to go and where not to go, because of the Lord's bright seven stars. And out of his mouth, a sharp sword. That's maybe the most surprising thing about how the Lord showed himself to John. It's coming out of his mouth because they are the teachings of the Lord's word, what he teaches us. He's wanting to give us a sharp sword so that we can defend ourselves from the evil spirits and their lies and the confusion of people who might mean well but have the wrong ideas in the world around us. We can protect ourselves and not go astray, but keep on the right track to follow the Lord. And his face shining like the sun comes right back to the fact that all of this is because the Lord loves us. So you can see that these are things that the Lord is showing us about himself teaching us the word and why he gives us the word. And one of the things that we read in the heavenly doctrine is that the word is what makes us a church. A church is a church from the word and according to the church's understanding of the word. The better understanding we have, the more of a church we are. The worse our understanding, the less of a church we are. We are not a church just because we're a group of people who come to this building. That doesn't make us a church. We are a church to the extent that we want to know what does the Lord say. We want to direct our thinking according to what the Lord says, not what other people say, but what does the Lord say, and we want to live by it. That's what makes us a church. And the seven golden lampstands all around the Lord, they represent the churches, as it said, right in the literal sense. The seven lampstands are the seven churches. The Lord wants us to be one of those seven golden lampstands, golden because we love the Lord. And the Lord is in the midst of us. Whatever we do in our life, the Lord is here with us, giving us bright light and warmth from his face that shines like the sun, and keeping us safe by the sharp sword of his mouth. Amen.